We're here with Archie Borders, director, producer, screenwriter, and he's based out of Louisville. His work has been featured at Sundance, Slam Dance, South by Southwest, the San Francisco Film Festival. And he has just completed his third feature film, and we're proud to say that it's going to be shown here in Lexington. It's called Pleased to Meet Me. We're here with Archie Borders now. Welcome, Archie.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And this is exciting. Once you take a look at who is in this movie, I would think that anybody that listens to this radio station is going to be wanting to go see it. And let's go ahead and give some details here about how you can do that. It's going to be Sunday night at the Kentucky Theater. General admission is $10. And if you want to get into the VIP reception, very cool, that'll begin at 5:30 right across the street on Esplanade at Natasha's. You're going to get some hors d'oeuvres, drink tickets, priority seating at the theater. They get sit next to you?
They don't have to sit next to you. That's
okay.
What a priority seating.
The screening of the film begins at the Kentucky at 7 o'clock, and of course you want to stick around for that 30-minute Q&A afterwards. This is a very interesting project you got here on your hands. First, I want to mention that you used Kickstarter.
Yes, we did.
To get this going here.
We did. It was not a film financed just by Kickstarter. We had already raised a good bit of private equity. When the film was at a slightly lower profile, but when John and Amy and John Doe and Amy Mann and Loudon Wainwright and those guys came on board, we decided we would probably need to supplement the budget just a bit, just for soundtrack reasons and you know, little extra bells and whistles for the cast and things like that.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about that portion of the budget there. I mean, you've got a pretty impressive lineup here. John Doe, you mentioned him. He's from the group X, the punk group. Karen Berquist from Over the Rhine. Amy Mann, the great Amy Mann, is in the film. So's Loudon Wainwright III. And let's not forget Joe Henry, the great musician and producer. That had to take up a little piece of the
budget. It's a chunk of the budget, but
Did they waive the
fees? They waived a lot. They not only waived, they pretty much, you know, watched it go up in smoke. They were not doing it for the money, let's put it that way.
Let's see if I got this right. Rocker Pete Jones, played by John Doe, is in trouble. He's gone solo in his personal and professional life, and he can't seem to finish his long-awaited album. Take it from there.
So he's approached by his longtime producer, former girlfriend, Laura, played by Amy Mann, who's kind of trying to build up her life outside of, away from his shadow, so to speak. So she approaches him with an idea for a spec radio piece about putting together a bunch of musicians for one day only, out of the classifieds and Craigslists, and that they will go into a studio and record it. So John's character, Pete, sees this as a chance not only to kind of get back with her, but also to create a spark in his own life, his own creative life.
Considering who's in the movie, it a lot of improvising.
Overall, it was very tightly scripted by myself and David Henry, Joe Henry's brother.
Really?
Yes.
And could we say that it's based upon a true story?
It's inspired by a true story.
Tell us about that.
Well, it originally appeared on NPR, This American Life. Starley Kine produced it with John Langford from the Mekons, and they did exactly what happens in the movie. They went out for one day and put together a bunch of musicians, and they did a cover version of Elton John's Rocket Man. So I heard that story, liked it, didn't think it was a movie right away, but it kind of stayed with me, the overall concept. And then I thought, well, what the hell? Let me see what I can do with this. So I turned it into a screenplay and worked on it for a number of years, and we put it out there for a while. It was financed a few times. It fell apart a few times. It got to a point where I couldn't work on it anymore. You only can write something so many times before you can't see it. So I enlisted my good buddy David Henry to take a pass at it, and he's a terrific writer. He's got a book out about Richard Pryor right now called Furious Cool that he wrote with Joe. And he took a crack at the script and just nailed it, just breathed a life back into it, so to speak. And then he said, can I show this to Joe? And I said, absolutely not. No, I said, of course, show it to Joe. And Joe came on board. Originally, we had asked him to maybe play the Pete Jones role. And he said, you know, guys, I'd love to do something, but I can't do that. But I know a guy who can do this part. He's not only a terrific musician, he's a great actor, and he's been acting for 30 years. And that was, of course, John Doe.
Was it hard to direct people that are normally not in front of a camera?
Not really. I know that sounds surprising, but the good news is you had Loudon and John and Morgan Nagler, and who's also in my cast, who have been acting for, you know, 20 or 30 years. So you've got seasoned pros. You've got Joe Henry, who's a great music producer. The movie takes place in a studio. So it was really just about creating a comfortable ambience, just a good place where they could feel comfortable doing this.
So you picked the people and called them up and said, I want you to be in my movie, or did they actually have to try out for it? Did they have to audition?
It was a little of both. Actually, Joe was the one who rounded up Amy and John and Loudon. He and Loudon had worked together on Knocked Up. He had produced Amy's records. He also recommended Karen initially, because I had somebody else in mind. And he said, look, they're great people. You should get to know them. Let's give it a try. So we did, and John was the first one on board. And I just, you know, I was a huge X fan. So when I had John on, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is great. This is fantastic. But
No, you weren't starstruck, were you?
No, I really wasn't. I mean, I was excited. You know, I'll tell you something about that later, but I'll remind me. But, you know, what I did get excited about was Amy, when Joe said something about Amy, because I am a huge Amy Mann fan. You know, I loved her Magnolia soundtrack and, you know, just fantastic. But John was a little hesitant about Amy, not because he didn't think she was wonderful, but he was like, you know, Archie, that's a big part. It's the female lead. She's done small bits before, but she's never carried an entire movie. So, and that's, you know, an understandable concern. You don't want to be left out to dry with you acting up a storm and your co-star just, you know. Yeah, anyway. So we went out to Pasadena to Joe's studio, and we sat in the basement and just where studio's located, and just did a read through, and it was incredibly relaxed and natural. And a lot of that's Joe. It's just the vibe he puts together. When he records, he has the same kind of thing. He puts every, you know, he's making tea, he's got everybody comfortable, you're hanging out, and you just kind of, it just happens naturally. So we thought, okay, this can not only work, but John signed off on it immediately, and we thought, okay, now we just replicate this back on a set in Louisville.
What is her character? Is she sort of a curmudgeon? I don't want to use the B word, but
no. I mean,
she wants to get out from underneath.
Yeah,
she's partner,
like, you know, the stereotype, which is women supporting guys in show business so much. She did that for John, and she kind of not only plays, or for Pete, she caters to him. She helped him keep his schedule. She worked with him. She made him sound good. She mothered him. She was his lover. All this, and after a while, you know, it's like you give, and what are you getting back? So she finally decided, you know, I can't keep doing this. So she leaves and has left before the movie's even started, and that's where they are. And of course, the minute she leaves, his career goes to pot.
So. Now, I've got to know about Loudon Wainwright III, and of course, the first time we ever saw him on screen was in MASH, the Robert Altman movie.
Yeah.
Did he share any stories with you?
He's acted with everybody. He's worked with De Niro. He's worked with Robert Altman. He's been around forever. He did the TV show MASH, too. And my daughter actually found an old YouTube clip of him, and I showed it to him, and he was like, don't show me that. Oh, that's awful. Who is that guy? You know, he is a bit of a curmudgeon in real life. He did an interview when we started shooting, and, you know, he plays an old theremin player, which is in of itself pretty fun. And, you know, he's never played the theremin. So we talked about the motivation of the character and why he does the things he does and why he's eccentric. And he does an interview for the paper in Louisville. And they're like, so how did you prepare for the role? You know, and we've spent hours talking about this. And he goes like, oh, I grew a beard. Like, thanks, Loudon. Thanks, buddy.
Any surprises? Any really? I mean, what was the coolest thing that happened on the set with this combination of personalities and not, needless to say, these musicians all in the same place, and everybody else that's in this movie knows how to play music.
Mm-hmm. There's something cool every day. You know, whether somebody would just break into an impromptu jam while they're reading lines. You know, Loudon would put on a little private concert while we're waiting for the cameras to be set up. You know, those kind of things, but. The thing that really kind of blew my mind was the original radio show was about, you know, unknowns meeting some known musicians and getting a chance to kind of shine. One of our actors, a young man named Timothy Morton, he has a couple of big scenes with Loudon. And to watch a young guy like Tim, who's an up-and-coming, really good young actor, and Loudon, who's been around the block for a bit, you know, with his beard and stuff, going back and forth with each other. And their scenes together are possibly my favorite in the movie. They're just really wonderful.
Well, we look forward to it. We look forward to seeing it. And you can hang out with the cast and the crew. Listen to this. The VIP reception happens Sunday night, beginning at 5:30 at Natasha's, right across from the Kentucky on Esplanade. You get your hors d'oeuvres, you drink tickets, and priority seating in the theater. The screening of the film begins at the Kentucky at 7 o'clock, and if you just want to go to the movie and see it and then stick around for the 30-minute Q&A, those tickets are $10. And you can go to our website, wuky.org. I've got everything right there on the Rock and Roots page. I've got the everything you could possibly want to know about our great director, Archie Borders. And there's a link to where you can buy tickets, not only to the VIP reception, but just the regular movie. So, again, wuky.org, Rock and Roots page. Check it out. Pleased to meet me. It shows Sunday night at the Kentucky Theater. Mr. Archie Borders, director, thank you so much for stopping by the studios here at WUKY.
Thank you for having me.